Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday morning conference call. It's always good to start off Saturday morning on this conference call. Melinda and I are hoping you're enjoying your summer with all the different summer activities that we all tend to do. I know it was beautiful last night. We got to go to a beautiful concert last night. And so, you know, we're just enjoying life, and we're enjoying our morning walks. And during our morning walks, you'll be glad to know we discuss many of you on the call and miss you guys very, very much, as I was mentioning to Cindy this morning. We always think of you guys and just love our association. And we've got so many great things going. I was just talking with Alan. Alan sees the numbers and knows that, we've been growing the last couple of months. It's kind of fun and exciting to see the company continuing to grow through the summer. And I explained to Alan that, hey, it's summer. I'm kind of surprised we're growing. And he said, you know, Steve, you're the one person that really should not act surprised. You know, you need to be excited, which I am excited. But nevertheless, I was just saying that during the summer months, a lot of times it's difficult to keep up the enthusiasm with all the different activities we have going on in our life. So congratulations to all you guys out there who are continuing to build your businesses and continuing to grow, and it's fun from a company aspect to see that. So with that, Milan, I know we had a lot of fun last night, but I'll just turn it over to you.
All right. Well, it was a beautiful, hot summer night, and it was a great concert. It was good to just kind of stop and exhale for a moment. But, you know, one of the things I love about seeing the growth that we're having through the summer months is there's all those indicators, right? Sales are an indicator. We see the buzz going in at the office, and, you know, it's even fun to see that Steve is squeezing in even more three-way calls. So if you're not using Steve for three-way calls, you're missing out. So, you know, there's just a lot of things going on. I keep seeing all these things pop up, three-way call on our calendaring system. So it's awesome to see the activity coming through, and we have a lot of things that we're doing, you know, through our pre-launch of quote-unquote Limitless 2.0 is what we kind of talked about at our February launch as we, you know, take ourselves into the next steps of growing Limitless. So with that, Alan, what's going on?
All right. There's lots going on. It's a good Limitless time. And, you know, just looking at the calendar and some of the things coming up, I kind of love the weekends with Limitless, because we have this great call on Saturdays where we get to hear from Steve and Malin and whoever their guest is training. And then we pause for a Sunday, and then on Monday we have our Monday product call. And I really enjoy those product calls. I learn something new every time. And, you know, we always throw in there sometimes there's testimonials, and there's always little tidbits on, you know, as you're promoting this product, here's something that you can use to help promote it and sell it and so forth. So those are great calls, and just encourage everyone to get on those. And, of course, we've got another one coming up this Monday. And our theme is going to be Summer Sizzling with Skinny Sticks. And summer is sizzling, and Skinny Sticks are a great product. So look forward to tuning with us at noon Mountain Time for our Monday product call. And you'll really enjoy that and get some good support on learning about that product and growing your business that way too. And also looking at the calendar, of course, the next day, Tuesday, we have our You Even Better broadcast, and I believe this one is with Paul Israelson. So, Dr. Paul Israelson, it's great to have your broadcast available to us, and we really appreciate your experience with the product, the perspective you bring. You are a pro, and it was fun seeing you yesterday also, and we'll look forward to your broadcast of You Even Better. And also next week, bonuses will be paid out. So just a reminder, always have your ProPay account set up before commissions are paid out and then before bonuses are paid out. And as you're enrolling new people, be sure they get their ProPay accounts all set so they are, you know, right ready to get paid. We want to build that expectation that, hey, it's your first day or your first 48 hours signed up, and let's get you all set for commissions, because you're going to be earning commissions, you're going to be earning bonuses, and let's have you all prepared so that you can be ready to receive those when they come in. And just a reminder that on Fridays also we have our office open for Will Call from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it is so much fun. As Steve and Malin were mentioning earlier, there is such great energy on Fridays when we have all of you in. We had several come in and pick up product, and you know, leaders stayed for a while and networked and built their businesses. We had Lynn and Liz, Enric, others in there, and it was a great time. And you know, I always walk out of those more committed, more enthused, more energetic, with additional ideas about what I can do from the corporate side to help support the business. There's just a lot of value in getting together, networking, talking, and if nothing else, it helps our enthusiasm tank, our energy levels, and we walk out of there with a little better posture as we talk to people than we did, you know, beforehand, because we've had a chance to network with other positive, successful people. A reminder, too, about our X5 and X10 clubs. You know, build those frontline executives. We love recognizing, rewarding those who are building successfully executives on the front line. You know, that's the duplication model, is building executives. As you build executives, as you train and teach others in your downline to build executives, then you've got it down. And it's simple. It's not that it's always easy, but it's a simple duplication. And so focus on building that strong front line, and you'll be amazed at how your check grows, your business grows, and just continue to succeed. Well, and if you don't mind, Steve and Malin, in my last couple of minutes, I wanted to do a follow-up from my comments on the Monday product call, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you. On our Monday call, we talked about Electrify, and I shared my experience of using Force and Electrify. Sometimes we call that Electroforce in my workout, and so I just wanted to tie a bow around that, if that's okay. And just as some quick background, you know, I've obviously been using Thrive ever since I joined the company, and through the winter, it gets cold here in Utah, and I was not doing any running. My cardio exercise of choice is running. I really enjoy the challenge of running and running further and getting into good physical condition that way to be able to run. And so when spring came and I started running again, I was pleased I was able to get up to my base run I like to do of 3 miles much faster than normal because I'd had that base of using Thrive. And I'd also been losing some weight through the skinny sticks and excuse me, using those and through Charge and being smarter about what I was eating and following all the great things we talk about at Limitless. So that helped too. But my 3 miles still was not comfortable. And I thought, you know, I'm going to try Electrify and, you know, Electroforce. And you have to get up an hour earlier, and I exercise in the morning. So, you know, I was having to get up at 5 o'clock and take Electrify and Force and then find something to do for an hour and then go running around 6. But oh my goodness, as I started doing that, I was amazed. My 3 mile run that was difficult to complete, suddenly I was not feeling the muscle exhaustion that I felt every time I was feeling before. And I was able to increase my final kick. I like to do a little sprint, you know, right at the end. And I was able to go double the distance on that, and I thought, this is great. I think I might be able to increase my, you know, after I did that a few times, I thought, I can probably increase my distance to 4 miles. I'll have to do that. But I was nervous because, you know, when you're out running and those muscles get exhausted, it's uncomfortable and doesn't feel good. So I thought, well, I better, you know, maybe I can get my run going further. So anyway, then we went to Bear Lake, and you know, I live at elevation about 4,400, and Bear Lake is I think a little over, you know, about 6,300 feet. So higher elevation, I thought, I got to keep running though, and so I thought, I'm going to run from where we're staying to the gas station that's, you know, a little ways down, and I don't remember how far that is, but I'm going to run it. So I ran to the gas station and back at the higher elevation, and of course I was using Electrify and Force, and my run was fine, and it was great. And I thought, wow, higher elevation, this is good. I wonder how far I ran. So I did that twice before I actually got in the car and measured it, and I found that I was running 2.5 miles or 2.25 each way, so it was a 4.5 mile run. I had increased my elevation 50%. I increased my distance 50% and was able to successfully complete that. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this Electrify and Force is amazing. Well, so I do that 3 times while we're at Bear Lake. And we came home over the weekend, and I thought, you know, if I was able to run 4 miles at Bear Lake, if I keep using Electrify and Force, hopefully I'll be able to do a 6 mile run here. So I on Tuesday, I had a 6-mile route I'd already timed out years ago that I had not run in at least 4 years. And so I thought, I'm going to do it. So I got up, did Electrify Force, an hour later, went on my run, and I did my 6-mile run. And and I did not have to stop and walk once. My muscles did not feel that exhaustion that can really slow me down and such. And oh my goodness, guys, you guys all know this, but these products are incredible. And if you're talking to anyone that is an exercise cardio enthusiast like I am, Electrifying Force has got to be part of their routine for them to increase their performance. So that's the bow I wanted to tie around that. Is the follow-up is it's just continuing to do wonders for me, and I'm loving it. So Steve and Malin, thank you for these amazing products and everything associated with Limitless. It has changed my life in so many ways. And that's it. That's it for me this morning.
Oh, well, that is so awesome, Alan. And, you know, for those of you who see Alan often enough, we all see him every day in the office. But when you guys come to town, for those of you who haven't seen him for a while, you're going to be amazed. I mean, he definitely is transforming, and it's so fun to see. That's really the goal at Limitless, is to see all those transformations. So thank you, Alan. I love that, and I love your passion and your follow-up. Thank you so much. Well, Steve, I know you have a great guest on the call, and we had a luncheon yesterday with this guest, so I'm going to turn the time over to you to kind of set up the call.
Wow. Well, okay. Well, we are very, very fortunate to have one of our good friends, Paul Israelson, on the phone with us. Did I say that funny? I said that funny, didn't I? Anyway, Paul, it is always, always great to have you on the phone with us, and I just gotta give some kudos out to Paul for a little bit, because never when he walked into my office I think it's probably been over 2 years ago now, Paul, right? Somewhere like that.
Been 20 months.
20 months, almost 2 years. Did I realize what an important part that he would play in our company's story, Limitless story. And it's been a real, real pleasure, because there's nobody that's more down to earth who understands these products, or that people, when they sit down and have a chance to talk to them, feel so good about what they're doing. And as Malin mentioned, and before I get into the fact that he's been up at Utah State, he's been a teacher, he's been recognized by the governor, he's just such a class act. And yesterday we had the opportunity to go to lunch with Paul, and I'm not going to steal your thunder on this, Paul, because I just want you to take a moment here to start off by, for those people that may be on the phone that don't know who you are, first of all, please give a background, tell a little bit about your story, but then let's talk a little bit about the group that we had in to lunch yesterday, just so that people can get caught up on what's going on from your perspective at Limitless. So I'm just going to turn over to you for a second, then I'll ask you a couple of questions.
Okay, great. Thanks, Steve. You're way too kind. You're going to give me a big head, but I really enjoyed our association. It's been great the last 20 months. And just real quick, my background, I grew up in North Logan on a dairy farm milking cows, and decided that really early on I wasn't going to milk cows for a living. I became an electrical engineer and taught at Utah State for about 20 years. I started three different companies during that time, and I've just really enjoyed my associations that I've been able to have with really great people. And I like the outdoors. I grew up, my dad was an outdoorsman, and I grew up spending much of my time out camping and hiking and doing fun things. And so I do a lot of skiing. I do a lot of mountain biking and backpacking, and just really enjoy being out. And the use of these products has really enhanced my ability to get out and enjoy the outdoors. So it's been great.
That's, you know, first of all, I want to say, you know, that comes from, you know, being up there in Logan. I understand the dairy farmer not wanting to be a dairy farmer, because every dairy farmer I know always has to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning milking cows. So, you know, you got to milk the cows when you got to milk the cows. So I understand you not wanting to do that. But what an accomplished business life you have, and you're being very modest and starting, being very entrepreneurial, starting companies, teaching, all those things. I think you're being incredibly modest, but I appreciate the fact that because of your outdoor activities and because of biking in particular, you reached out to some people who we had the opportunity to meet and talk with yesterday. So why don't you tell us about what you decided to do based on the results you were having on these products.
Okay. Yeah, it's about a year ago when Malin and I were shooting the video for the You Even Better video. We were talking a little bit, and Malin said, you know, I'd really like to take a group of people and do a little trial and have them try the products, people who have never been on the products before, and let them try them for a few months and see how they work. And so we selected a group of 10 bikers. Most of them are mountain bikers, but a couple of them are pretty heavy road bikers as well. And
real quick, Paul, when you say road bikers, for those of us that might not understand, like a road biker, is that like a Tour de France kind of person, somebody that goes, I mean, as opposed to a mountain biker?
Yeah, those are the guys that like to get out and ride on the road, and they're brave because they get out there with the cars and risk their lives with the cars on the road. But yeah, they like to put in the long miles out on the pavement, and so that's kind of the difference. Mountain bikers get out on the trails and ride up in the mountains.
Okay.
So we put this group together, 10 of them. They ranged in age from 27 up to 60. Some were a little overweight, and some were extremely fit. Some had some weight to lose, and some had no weight to lose. We put them on numerous of the products, and then just we kept track of all their statistics. We kept track of their exercise. We kept track of their riding. We kept track of their weight. We kept track of their body fat, and every week they would send in a log that gathered all this information. And it was interesting to watch over this 9-month period, watch the change that they had, not only physically, but also, you know, mentally and emotionally, and how much they enjoyed the products. Yesterday, we were able to have a luncheon. The 9 months is up.
And you worked with Dr. Erica Shields on this as well.
Yeah, Erica is gathering all the information. She's taken all that now and compiled it into a report that she's delivered to Malin, and Malin's looking through that. And so it's a lot of really good information. Yesterday we were able to bring about half the group in. It's pretty hard to get 10 really busy people all together in the same room at the same time. But we had about half of them in, had a really nice lunch, got to talk about the experiences, and had them do some video testimonials about what they had learned, how things had worked, what they enjoyed. Those that weren't there, Joe's going to do a video conference call with them and get their testimonials as well. So it's, you know, and even I learned things. I mean, I talked to these guys while we were doing the study, and they would call me on the phone and say, hey, I got to tell you about this last ride I did and how good it felt and how much further I can ride when I do Force and Electrify and how great this is. And I learned things yesterday that I hadn't even heard before.
would you say that basically these guys, I mean, you know them, and I don't know any of these statistics. I haven't read anything in Dr. Erica's report. And she was at the lunch with us yesterday as well. But would you say that half of them or all of them or, I mean, because I don't know what happened in that, but would you say that you think most of them would just continue using the products now that they've been on them or, you know, based upon the success rate that a lot of them had?
You know, based on how much they enjoy the experience, I think the majority of them will continue to use at least some of the products. I don't know that they all use all of them, but I know them. They'll love to continue to stay on Thrive, and I know that everybody loves the Skinny Sticks, and I don't know of any of them that didn't report excellent results when they were using Force and Electrify. So Yeah, I think they're going to continue on and just continue to use these and share them with their friends as well.
So, you know, when you look at this group, what were some of the highlights that you experienced with them and some of the just brief successes that they had? What did they share with you that they noticed? Was there anything that kind of jumped out at you? Because as good as these guys are, too, I know that it's also had an impact on the rest of your business, and I'm going to talk to you about that in a sec. But overall, have they shared anything in particular that really stood out, that caught you off guard, that you went, wow, that's amazing?
Well, yeah, there was one yesterday. So when I was doing a little video introduction, I was talking about, everyone was keeping track of each other's rides on this biking app called Strava, and you can see the rides that everyone does every day and see how their performance was. And I was saying, I'd noticed that as I watch people's rides, almost every ride people are getting, personal bests or getting these personal records. They call them PRs. And I was thinking, just 3 days ago I rode my benchmark ride up the canyon by my house, and it turns out that I again set a personal record. I rode it faster than I'd ever ridden it before, and I was feeling pretty good about myself. And yesterday after I mentioned that, while Greg Hicken was doing his video testimonial, Kevin Rohrer came up to me and he said, "Hey Paul," he said, "let me show you a ride I did a few days ago." And Kevin's one of our road biking guys. He rides a little bit of mountain bike, but he's predominantly a road biker, and he puts a lot of miles on. He says, "Hey, let me show you this ride." So he popped up his Strava app, and he started scrolling through his log, and there was a PR, and there was a PR, and there was a PR, and then PR, PR, PR. He had 21 personal bests on that ride. And
wow.
It was just amazing. And he did his video testimonial after, and he said, he said, "I've just been amazed." He says, "I feel great." He says, "After 9 months of being on these products," he says, "I'm riding better." He's lost something like 12 or 14 pounds over the 9 month period. And he didn't have a lot to lose to begin with. But it's amazing the kinds of results these guys are getting.
Oh, that is awesome, and it's exciting. Excuse me. And of course, when you have that kind of success, And Limitless didn't, this wasn't something we were paying them to do or, so that they'd be positive in their endorsements. These are things that we felt very comfortable in just saying, hey, we just need some validation, or we would like some validation. And, that was basically your idea that, hey, I know what it's doing for me. I wonder what it would do for some of the people that ride, that I'm familiar with. And kind of taking a bigger group like that. So that's been really, really, really fun to watch. Now, outside of that, Paul, what's really, really cool too is that you're also just sharing products with people, because you're a pretty low-key guy. In other words, what I mean by that is I've never once kind of felt like you're kind of sales-oriented, so to speak. You are a good sales guy, but you're not. It doesn't ever feel like you're selling anybody anything, and I think that's true of the products. And so as your group continues to grow, I know you had another success story that you shared with me, and I don't know if you want to share it with me now, and we can elaborate on it in the next couple of weeks, but you also had somebody that sent you some information as to how she's being affected by the product in your group. I thought was an amazing story.
Noelia Perez has a sister who became a distributor for her a couple months ago, and she's just having amazing success. Wendy Sotelo, she's doing great. She's loving the products, the Thrive and the Skinny Sticks, and has lost an amazing amount of weight and just feels so excited and feels so good about it. So those kinds of successes just keep coming, and she's really excited about it, and she's bringing other people in because of her excitement and having the same kind of successes. So it's pretty amazing the kind of results.
I think that's the way it's supposed to work. Hopefully, maybe we can even get her on the call, because just over the last couple of months, it's been exciting to see what's happened to her and have her
possibly share with us what's going on. But you know what, Paul, you're very laid back that way. I know we as you mentioned earlier, Malin had the opportunity, we had the opportunity to have you on a Limitless broadcast talking about these products. And unless I'm mistaken, Alan, I think we have that coming up again on Tuesday night.
Yes, we do.
I was on mute. Yep, Tuesday.
Okay, no, I appreciate you being on mute. That's fine. But we have Paul coming up in one of the best broadcasts, I think, and you get to see Paul, you get to feel of his personality, you get to understand how these products work, and that's why we're so thrilled to have him going on, you know, from that standpoint. And so now, just take a second too, Paul, you know, and tell us who shared the concept with you and what made you kind of stop in our office to take a look at it because of what's going on.
Eva Bauer from Seattle had prompted me to try and come to the meeting for a couple of years, and you know I've given you my story before that I was in a network marketing company years and years ago, and at the time had decided I would never ever do it again. So I was always very hesitant to go to a meeting that I knew was going to be a network marketing meeting. And so I finally ran out of excuses, and I said, okay, I'll come and I'll sit in this meeting. And so I came to the Limitless office, and it was a fly-in in the end of 2015. And fully intending to just say, hey, you know, when this is over, you know, it's been fun, it's been interesting, but I'm not interested.
I've done my commitment. Leave me alone.
I've got a lot of things going on, but you know, as I sat there, you know, three things happened. One, I saw the scientific studies was the thing that really made the difference. I saw that there was actually valid scientific evidence that these might work. And I also met some people who had some really good results. And I saw Craig Stoltz, and I saw Peggy Stoltz, and I saw the results they had and the stories they were telling. And it was impressive. And then I met you and Milan and saw, you know, that these are people that really care about other people. And this was an interesting company. So I said, okay, I'll try this for a month. And I started taking the Thrive and Skinny Sticks. And after a month, decided, you know, this is working well. I started to see some changes and thought, you know, this is something I think I could do. And you're right. I'm not a salesman. In fact, I really, really do not like selling. And that's one of the reasons I didn't want to be in a network marketing company. But I see this differently because, you know, based on the results I've had and based on the results that other people have had, it's not really selling. It's just sharing. It's just education. And when you have other people around you who you know can benefit from these products, it's not selling things to them. It's just saying, hey, here's something I think can help you. Let me share it with you and just see if you get the same results that I've had.
So last week, we had Dr. Dave Carpenter on the phone, and he was basically saying the same thing. He was basically saying, you know, when a company has good, great products, and when you really know, and he was talking about how he was just in a social setting, and he wasn't even bringing it up, but people were bringing up their health ailments and everything last week, and he was talking about it, and he said he just can't help himself. You know, maybe you ought to try this product because of these things that seem to be happening to people. And just from, like, sharing, he and Lynn Moore and have built an incredible business under Ken and Sandy there, and it continues to build and grow. And the same thing that's happening seems to be happening with you. And, you know, we love Eva up there. Was that the fly-in where she won the Mercedes when she came to the fly-in? Was that the one, or was that another one?
It was the one before that one.
Oh, okay, the one before that. So, you know, we love Eva, and she is really, really a wonderful individual and very, very strong on her belief on the products. And so she basically did the same thing with you that you have done with other people, and it's fun to see people have the kind of success that you're talking about, because I think what drives you, Paul, is when you see somebody have that kind of success, like you were just mentioning, it's just an easy thing to believe in. And as a result, over the last couple of years, you've been able to start building an MLM business that you said you would never get involved in again, simply because of your belief and excitement about the products. And that's the foundation of all good MLMs, in my opinion, is you have to have great products, and that's where you got to begin.
Yeah, that's right. And I remember that first time I sat in your office, you know, I kind of made the statement. I said, you know, there are a lot of MLM companies, and most of them are pretty successful at selling product, but the reason is because they sell mediocre products because they have enthusiasm in their distributors. But the difference here is we have enthusiasm, but the products really work. I mean, it's not like you're trying to push something on someone that doesn't work. It really works well.
Well, Paul, we're excited to watch the broadcast again on Tuesday. I never get tired of watching that broadcast. You do a phenomenal job, and we are so excited that Eva took the time to share it with you. We're so excited that even though it went against your inclination, that you kind of stopped in just to check it out, and we're so happy that you thought, oh, what the heck, I'll just try these products and see what happens, and that they had the kind of impact on you that they've had and the kind of impact they've had on your racing buddies and your biker buddies, mountain biker buddies, and your road biker buddies, and as well as just people that you come across in everyday life. And most importantly, we love the fact that you're part of our limitless family, as we like to say, and that's what makes it such a close-knit group, and that's what we love. So, Paul, thank you very much. Malin, did you have anything you wanted to add on that?
Actually, because Paul and I have had many conversations, it's been so wonderful to watch this journey. We all shared a Dropbox account where they would upload their pictures and their files and their weekly reports of their progress. And I think that's the key. If there's one lesson that we can share with everybody, is track your progress. You know, take that before picture. Write down where you started. Write down what your goals are. Because what Limitless is here to do is help you with your lifestyle goals. You know, we're not just a magic pill, although we do feel we're magical with the results that people get. We're not the magic pill. We're not the magic potion. What we are is the magical company that can help you achieve your lifestyle goals. And this has been an awesome journey to watch kind of they're weekend warriors, only they truly are warriors. They're not hobbyists. They're very serious about what they do, and they love what they do. And we're so grateful, Paul, to you and the team that you brought together to really show something over a period of time and give those results. And as we get through this report, we'll share bits and pieces of it. Some of it would be private information we wouldn't be able to share, but we will get some of this information out to you. We are creating a video with all these testimonials. It'll be a great piece for all of you to share with other individuals, whether their outdoor preference of choice is cycling or whatever it may be. You know, the principles are the same. And so, Paul, thank you so much. Again, as we continue to move forward, we're so fortunate to have individuals like you attracted to what we're trying to do at Limitless Worldwide. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Malin, and thank you, Steve. And thank you for the opportunity over the last 9 months for these guys to do this. It's been fun, and it's been amazing, and it's been convincing to them as well as other people that have watched them too. So, yeah, thank you for the opportunity of doing that.
Oh, you bet. You bet. It's always fun to do. I asked Paul if he saw me cycle by his house the other morning. He said no, and I said, well, it's because you weren't up at 4 a.m., but, you know, I waved. But anyway, but, you know, when I watch Paul on the video, or I see pictures of him. He sent me during the winter time when it was too cold to get out pictures of him biking indoors, you know, and doing those things. I thought, man, is you got to have a good commitment to do these things, and it's true about MLM too. You have to have a commitment that you really want to make a difference in your life and in other people's lives, and we think Limitless is the way to do it. So thanks again, Paul. We appreciate it. And with that, Alan, I think we're done. So when we get off this call, Malin?
You guys know the drill. Don't disappoint.
All right, here we go.